This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Each and every Wednesday on Grant and Danny, one of the ways we go around the NFL is by giving you our NFL power ranking. So let's do that right now. Danny will go 5-1. We're starting to get to a point of the season where our power rankings tend to sometimes look a little bit different. So let's see who you've got at number 5 to get us started.
It's getting a little bit hard to do because there's a lot of kind of right in the middle of this thing. But number 5 team, a group that hasn't really gotten any votes from me throughout this season, but here they are at 4-2 atop the division. The Minnesota Vikings just play good defense, run the football. Next guy up, it was Dalvin Cook. This past week, it was McKinnon, Latavius Murray, change of pace there. But good defense, they're going to be fine. I think they'll win 10 games just sort of being around in the NFC. They'll probably win that NFC North. The Minnesota Vikings are my number 5 team this week.
I cannot believe my number 5 team is in my top 5. But this is more about the state of the NFL, I guess, than this team. The LA Rams crack the top 5 in football for me just by way of resume. They are 4-2 in leading their division. If you look at their margin of how much they've outscored their opponents by, it's one of the best numbers in football. They're not just 4-2, but they were almost 5-1. They lost against Seattle. You go back week before last, 16-10. They could very easily be 5-1. Only losses to the Redskins, who are over 500. Seattle, probably going to be a playoff team. They handled Jacksonville's defense. They beat the Cowboys. They beat the 49ers. They pummeled the Colts. I like what I'm seeing from Sean McVay's boys. It's crazy to think about them being one of the better teams in football, but for this moment right now, it's hard to argue.
Number 4 team for me, I just don't trust these guys. I don't love them, but here they are again at 4-2, top of the NFC South. The Carolina Panthers, defensively pretty good, even though Luke Kuechly's banged up a little bit. I think they're finding themselves on offense to a degree. The early on, it was just force the football to Christian McCaffrey in kind of weird and awkward ways. They've kind of settled down with that. Receiver production has ticked up. Cam Newton has been a little bit more comfortable kind of adjusting to this new style West Coast offense, which I thought was a mistake to change a guy that's been an MVP in this league to a whole new type quarterback, but it's taken well. Carolina has looked pretty good to me. A loss a couple weeks ago to the New Orleans Saints notwithstanding, but Carolina at 4-2 makes my number 4 spot, but it's a shaky 4-2, Jeeps.
Yeah, I don't feel great about my number 4 team. You listed them 5th for you, and that's the Minnesota Vikings. They've won twice as many games as they've lost. Here's the argument I'll make for them. Plus 19 in margin. No one else in the division is plus 12. That's actually a good division. Green Bay loses Rodgers this past weekend. They're 4-2. Before they lost him, though, they look like a conference championship contender. The Detroit Lions are 3-3 and falling apart all of a sudden. But at the quarter pole of the season, I feel like the thought was that's one of the better teams in the league. So pretty stacked north. They're on top of it. And they've done this without Sam Bradford. They can run the ball. They can play defense. McKinnon's going to fill in nicely for an injury at the running back position to Dalvin Cook that looked like it was going to be very costly. They've got Latavius Murray, so some depth there. I've got Minnesota number 4 in my power rankings.
Number 3 team for me. I've been desperate for them to be good, and I think they finally figured it out. Here's the formula. Give the football to Le'Veon Bell, and then when he gets out of breath, throw it to Antonio Brown. That's the recipe. Pittsburgh, very impressive W on the road at Kansas City this past week. Kansas City, by the way, has 3 losses to Pittsburgh over the last couple years. They've got 3 losses to everybody else over the last couple years. It's weird. It's like that one of those teams that just kind of has your number. That's what that is. But Pittsburgh, plus 16 in that division. They're the best team in the AFC North. They're my number 3 team, but again, not a great track record. Lost to Chicago in a very awkward way, and that didn't look real good. 5 interceptions a couple weeks removed from Ben Roethlisberger, but I think they finally found it now, hit their stride as Le'Veon Bell's got his sea legs underneath him. 4-2, Pittsburgh Steelers, my number 3 team.
Your stance on the Steelers this year is just completely unalterable.
I'm so obstinate about it.
What an immutable and unvarying stance you've got on them.
I know.
I feel like your rigidness on them rivals my feelings on cornbread. Like, what's more inelastic? how I feel about food or how you feel about the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Until the Steelers go down in a fiery heap, it's probably me on the Steelers.
But that's happened a couple times.
It has.
What would you consider their terrible loss the week before last when Ben Roethlisberger threw 5 interceptions and they lost by 20?
Just that. A terrible loss. Embarrassing how they got destroyed by Jacksonville at home. I can't defend it. It's indefensible. They gave the ball to Le'Veon Bell a bunch, and I think now they know that's who they are. Defensively, they were awesome against a Kansas City offense that hasn't been stopped yet. Again, I don't have a good argument for this, but I think it speaks to where the NFL is.
I just want to remind you, they lost to the Bears and the Jags in the last month.
I know.
You've got them as the third best team in football.
I know who my top two teams are, but everybody else is just kind of okay. I think that's the league this year.
Give me the New England Patriots third. They got a scare from the New York Jets this past weekend, but they just won, though. They are now winners of 2 in a row and 4 of their last 5 with some decent wins in there. They beat up on the Saints, who are actually better than we thought they were. They beat the Texans, who look like a game bunch all of a sudden. They handled the Bucs and the Jets most recently. Their only loss in that stretch to Carolina, and you've listed Carolina in your power rankings. I think that's a really good team. The problem with New England has been their defense. If you look at the numbers the last 2 weeks, they've actually made major strides on that side of the ball. They slowed down on offense this past week, so we'll see if Tom Brady and the boys can pick it back up. They were bailed out by Rob Gronkowski. But the Patriots, twice as many wins as losses, a very easy division winner by year's end. They are my number 3 team.
Number 2 for me, Philadelphia Eagles. They have been really good. Their only loss was a really competitive game at Kansas City. They have a plus 43 margin of victory in the NFC. That's tops in all of football, I believe. The second actually one of the Jacksonville Jaguars, who have a kind of a huge huge double-digit win on their record. But the Eagles have been great. They have been really impressive. Offensively, they haven't slowed down yet. Carson Wentz and Zach Ertz are their top two players, and everybody else kind of gets mixed in. It's a multitude of running backs. It's different options in the pass game. Defensively, they are excellent. They are awesome up front. Secondary is a bit of a weakness, but it's masked by how good that front four is. They can cover with 7 for the most part. The Eagles, my second team in the power rankings.
Yeah, Eagles are number 2 for me. I won't spend much time on them because you covered it well. I just think this is the best team in the NFC right now, and they are the surprise club out of the East. The Redskins have to deal with them on Monday night, and that means very likely, unless you're going to move the Steelers up to first and third in your power rankings.
They're that good.
You've got the Chiefs number 1 as well.
I do.
For me, Kansas City, they did lose to Pittsburgh. Everybody in football has lost at least a game this season. I still think they present so many problems on offense. Tyreek Hill with his speed, Kareem Hunt between the tackles, out of the backfield. Alex Smith has yet to throw an interception. They went into that Pittsburgh game having not turned the ball over since the first play of the game, which is just staggering. They do a lot of things really well, and that's not a team I would want to see on my schedule if I'm having to play this weekend.
And so I went back and looked at this, Jeeps, and you touched on it, but Pittsburgh beats Kansas City when they play. That's sort of an immutable fact. Kansas City is really good against everybody else. If you've got that kind of weird kryptonite, whether it's like, you know, Carolina against the Redskins because of a certain kind of defense they play that gives Kirk Cousins fits or something like that, or if it's the Redskins on Thursday Night Football, it's because I'm desperate not to count it because I've got a much bigger sample that says Kansas City's the best team in the NFL. I'm willing to give them a mulligan against their weird rivals where their offense couldn't do anything. They couldn't do anything against Pittsburgh throughout the game. They're fine. They're going to win that division. They're good.
Do you have a rival here?
We don't have a rival here.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Those are our NFL power rankings. Dar posts them on Facebook if you want to check them out as the day continues to remind yourself of how we stacked up our top 5s. Next on Grant and Danny, let's get into Dusty Baker and the Nationals. Some rumors swirling about his future. We'll ask you on the phones next if Dusty Baker should be retained. We talked about this the day after the end of the season. We've had some time to let this simmer, to get over that tough loss. So we'll get into that. J.P. Finley on the Redskins at 11:30 on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.